This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, live from Coolidge, Arizona today. We're in the desert to see how a North Dakota company can solve the border crisis. 1 mile per day, getting it done. That's what we're here for. And others are here. Be about a dozen members of Congress, led by Senator Kevin Cramer here. Chris Kobach is here, maybe the next director of Homeland Security. Secretary of Homeland Security for President Trump, who knows, we don't know, or the borders are. Been a warrior on border issues for a long time. He's a former Kansas Secretary of State, but he cut his teeth in D.C., being an immigration advisor to Senator John Ashcroft. So certainly knows this turf well. He's here. Fox News is here. William Longinus, he's going to join us coming up here in a little bit on the program today. He'll be reporting on this all day long, so you can see it on Fox News Channel and hear it here. But that's why we are in the desert in Arizona today on What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow we'll be at the White House. Yes, how about that? The White House. Washington, D.C. That's where it's at. I think Todd knew that. Didn't you tell me that you remembered before the show that the White House was in Washington, D.C.? I don't know that I needed to add that part, sorry. We'll be there tomorrow. We're there actually for a discussion about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act signed by the president that included something called Opportunity Zones. And what they are is designated areas. The governors actually do the designating. Blighted areas, areas that just have not been able to do fare real well with, in other words, like in the big cities, it'd be like the inner cities, as an example. We don't have a lot of big cities here, but there are some areas that have not performed as well as others. Certainly Native American reservations as well would be a prime example. So, we're looking forward to that. Chris, Senator Cassidy over here. So if you know of any that'd be perfect for that, that'd be wonderful. Senator Scott Hannon, how are you? Good to see you. Come on over here. Sit down with these guys, and we'll chat a little bit about why you guys are here today. Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries, Chris Kobach, and Senator Bill Cassidy are all here. Just showed up on site. Senator, nice to see you.
Hey, good to have you. Good to be having.
So what brings you to Arizona?
You know, we've got a problem in our country. We need to secure the southern border. But the second problem is how expensive it is. And the third problem is how some of these expensive projects have not worked. So when I get a call, hey, come look at this, we can do it under budget, at a faster pace, and secure more of our southern border, I decided to come see it.
Got to see it for yourself firsthand and go back and maybe shake up the bureaucracy a little bit?
Well, I'm a big believer that you actually look at something and see how it works, as opposed to just hear what people tell you. Because in D.C., it is what you are told, not what you know. I would rather know as opposed to just being told, and this is my opportunity to know. Man, can you really move it? I am told. I've never driven an excavator before. I'm told I can get in that excavator in 5 minutes. I can be putting wall down. Now, by the way, that would be pretty remarkable. But if so, it proves the point that you're able to get this thing built faster and therefore cheaper than other methods, and that's what I'm interested in.
One of your colleagues, newer colleagues, Senator Kevin Cramer, will be here as well, and he has been enormously frustrated about this. Written to the president, went to see him, now talking about an inspector's general report on how they're doing some of the bidding. And I asked him, what's the deal? He just said, it's just the swamp. It's just this is how this place works. You can't make a lot of sense of it. I mean, it is a full-time job trying to get the right thing done, isn't it?
Well, it is. On the other hand, this is a problem that is so high profile that it's easier to imagine accountability when something is so high profile and so important to our country. That's key. And so the president's going to take notice. Members of Congress will take notice. And if it is not going the way it should, we're more likely to discover that and more likely to be able to put in the right thing.
Well, I'm dying to hear what you think after seeing it today and trying it yourself. And by the way, Tommy put me in an excavator. It can be done. So I'm here to tell you he's going to prove that out, aren't you, Tommy?
I am. He's going to run it, and we're going to show that senators, Congress, Secretary of States, they're all can come build the wall.
Build the wall. Chris Kobach is here. Chris, great to see you.
Great to be with you again.
Enjoyed dinner last night and chatting. Yeah. And you know, you look like a cabinet secretary to me. I don't know. He wanted to be senator.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not.
He came within a sliver of being senator, and maybe it was for a reason. Maybe he's supposed to be, in President Trump's cabinet. You've become a close friend with the president, and this is a signature issue for him.
Yeah.
And one that, honestly, because of the bureaucracy, he doesn't have as much of a scorecard as he should on it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, DHS has unfortunately been dragging its feet and been making some bad decisions in this area. But I want to echo something that the senator said. You get told something in Washington, D.C., but you got to see it for yourself. And one of the things that we are constantly told, or the committees are told, by someone who's in the bureaucracy is, oh, you know, there's natural barriers. You can't build the wall in areas where there's and we don't need it in natural barriers. But one of the things Tommy's company has demonstrated, and I've seen with my own eyes on the border, is there are all kinds of places that they call natural barriers, but all they are slightly steep hills that people are using as the corridors, smugglers are using all the time now, because the hills actually provide some cover from the surveillance aerostats that the DHS has. So we have to stop listening to the little pat answers that we've been hearing on Capitol Hill for the past two decades and actually get down to the border, see where people are coming in, and come up with real solutions. And Fisher Industries has come up with a lot of them, of like how you can actually, you can build wall on structures that are hills. You don't have to just build it in places where it's flat as a pan.
Why does a Kansas boy care so much about securing the border?
Every state's a border state now, man. Didn't you know that? Well, it's true. It's true. Every state has got not thousands, but hundreds of thousands in most of the bigger states of illegal aliens competing with Americans for jobs. It's the tax burden's crazy. The average illegal alien household costs $19,500 a year net in taxes, state, federal, and local combined. So even if you take into account the taxes they pay on gasoline and on groceries and everything, we, the taxpayer, are still holding the bag for $19,500 a year that they're consuming in welfare and other public benefits. So, yeah, anybody who thinks immigration doesn't affect them, illegal immigration doesn't affect them if they live in the interior of the country, they aren't well informed.
But this has been part of your career for a long time. Most of us maybe don't know that, but you were an immigration advisor to John Ashcroft and the Attorney General.
Yeah, during 9/11. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously this is near and dear to your heart and big part of your campaign in Kansas too, wasn't it?
It is. You know, I think everybody in America is realizing, certainly on the Republican side, that this illegal immigration issue, this border security issue, is one of the issues of our time that we have to wrestle with and get solved, because it affects our tax base, as I just mentioned. As Milton Friedman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, said, you can't have open immigration in a welfare state. You know, some of the folks on the left who want these open borders, they also like a welfare state, and they don't realize you can't have both, because you're inviting in or allowing in individuals who are taxing that welfare state and making it hard for Americans who are in need of a helping hand to be helped.
Do you think the president's idea of sending the overflow, the asylum seekers that are past the 20 days that need to go somewhere to sanctuary cities might bring some urgency to this issue that hasn't been there so far from some of these places?
It already has brought some urgency to the issue in the mind of some people on the left. But, you know, the funny thing is, it's actually already happening de facto right now, because where these people go once they are given their court date, 5 years in the future, is usually where they know people, where they have some relatives or people from their hometown in whatever country. And more often than not, that's in sanctuary cities. So they're already headed there. But once President Trump says he wants it to happen, then all of a sudden it takes on a greater urgency.
Senator Cassidy, do you support that idea? Is it a good idea?
Well, I think I'm told that it's illegal. And so if it's illegal, obviously you don't want to do it. On the other hand, I understand the president's frustration. And if you go to Los Angeles County and there's teachers' strikes because there's so many children in the school and the social safety net is stretched so thinly, it is a way to call out the hypocrisy of those who say there's no problem with the immigration scenario we have now, but at the same time have striking teachers because they're overworked and underpaid. And so I think it is important to attempt to call it that hypocrisy. The president, in his usual blunt way, is doing it quite bluntly. If it's illegal, you can't do it. But if it's not illegal, hey, it's a way to call them out.
People in Louisiana care about this?
Deeply. I think Chris put it well. Every state is a border state. It's important to know that what we're talking about is not just folks coming here for a better life, which we can be sympathetic towards and are sympathetic towards, but we're also talking about human trafficking. We're talking about drug trafficking. Every state is a border state if you're talking about the drug epidemic. We had 64,000 Americans die last year from drug overdose, much of those drugs coming across the southern border. That's more people than died in 10 years in Vietnam.
Amazing. And, you know, sanctuary cities in North Dakota, one of the leading reasons Senator Heidi Heitkamp is a former colleague of yours, because of her support for sanctuary cities. So people in North Dakota care, too, a long ways from the southern border, just like they do in Kansas, just like they do in Louisiana. Tommy Fisher is going to tell us what these guys will see today, plus William LaJeunesse from Fox News Channel coming up. You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, you know, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vince talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months, no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too. Online at HotspringND.com. HotspringND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Back in Arizona today on What's On Your Mind, build that wall. Mile a day, it sounds pretty good. Somebody covering this story from the get-go on Fox News Channel has been William LaJeunesse. William, really enjoy your coverage.
Thank you.
You've been doing a great job, and you've been doing this a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Been doing stories from the border since about 1980 when I was a newspaper reporter here in Phoenix.
How, from your perspective, all that that timeline of reporting, much would, actually having the wall we've talked about forever make a difference, do you think?
It makes a huge difference already. I mean, you talk to any border agent, they're going to tell you it has dramatically, and statistically it's supported, it's dramatically cut down on the number of people coming through the border. You know, when I was in San Diego in the late 80s, early 90s, there was no fence at all. They put in that steel old landing mat, and that made a huge difference because at the time, South San Diego was being overrun by immigrants from Mexico. They couldn't catch them. I mean, there's, you know, there'd be hundreds of people at night rushing the border, sometimes more than that, and the agents would only catch a few dozen, and the rest got away. And the landing mat made a huge difference. That, of course, right now has gotten so old and rusty. You can cut through it with a power tool you get at Home Depot for $20 with a, you know, battery-operated skill saw.
Or dig under it, for sure.
Yeah.
What's most interesting to you about this story in Coolidge today with the Fisher folks?
Well, it's probably speed. You know, if you can put in a mile of fence a day, that's huge. It would show results. And something I think the administration, you know, has, the president's been talking about building a wall for, you know, basically 3 years if you conclude the campaign. And really what they have to show for it is really very little, right? Not saying it's all his fault, but it's been super slow. And as a taxpayer, you want to see results. So if you can get me a road, a fence, cameras, a radar, and this fiber optic cable all at the same time for half the price, I think that's a pretty good deal.
So we'll be watching Fox News today. You'll be on pretty much throughout the day?
Yeah, we've got a hit coming up in 10 minutes, and then another one on FBN, and then throughout the day.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, William.
Thank you so much.
Great work. Great journalist, William Lajeunesse from Fox News Channel, covering the border here today. Good to chat with him as well. We're going to get Tommy Fisher in here and kind of get you the lay of the land and what will happen today, and then we'll let Tommy get back and do what he does, quarterback a virtuoso performance about to happen. So what will folks see today?
Well, they'll see our ability. We've made some broad statements that we got the technology and the know-how to put up over a mile a day. And when they see it live, and they're going to see a couple hundred feet go up in under an hour, you can pretty much extrapolate the math. They're going to see how our patents not only work for bollard fence, but also concrete. And so if there's places in the Rio Grande that they want to build right on the river, they're going to see that. And we're hoping to just show them, you know, two key things. We're a proactive company that's vertically integrated. And if they can take that away and see that, hey, there's so much more here than just a fence. It's technology, it's infrastructure with the road. And hopefully they can, when they go back to D.C., they can reach across the aisle and say, I saw it with our own eyes. If we really want to protect the border, this is what we got to do.
I'm looking at a piece of the technology up on a pole there, and I don't know, there's a half a dozen cameras and all kinds of contraptions there. Talk about what that does. It's not just technology. It's like the latest and greatest.
Yeah, so there's fiber optics in the ground that can sense tunneling, foot traffic, and then once that senses, then the cameras kick on and give facial recognition. They give a time date stamp if someone tried to breach or enter into the zone to try to breach the wall or climb the wall, and it gives the agents a proactive approach to intersect without having to be reactive where they can't see, and then the road gives them quick access to come and do what they got to do.
That's phenomenal. I just talked to William Lajeunesse of Fox News, and I said, what most interests you about this story here today? And he said, speed. I mean, you know, President Trump's been talking about this for 3 years, and not all his fault, but a lot has not been done to fulfill his promise to build the wall, and these folks can do it. So the mile a day really wakes people up. What's being done now, on average?
Well, in their past history, over the last 2 years, they've got up 40 miles. There's been a lot of different statements that have been made, but the facts are 40 miles have went up. Once we got rolling, that's about a month and a half's worth of work for us.
Yeah, and that's in how long a time?
A couple years.
Yeah, and the famous project we saw, the replacement wall, 2 miles, took 8 months, right?
Yes.
California, not long ago?
Yeah, 8 months for 2 months.
And was funded in 2009.
Yeah.
Right? So 10 years ago, it got its authorization, and it's finally done. So, you know, obviously that's the pain point, right?
That's correct.
And you've got a number of members of Congress here. We just talked to Senator Cassidy, obviously, and Senator Cramer will be here any minute, as well as a ton of House members. What is your message to them? Are they saying, yeah, I saw it with my own eyes, taking that back and saying, get this done, or what do you want them to do?
Well, I want to see that, hey, you know, a lot of people, like they said previously, you're always told what people can do. We're going to show you what people can do. And with a team that's vertically integrated like Fisher and our partners, We have the solution. And it's a crisis on the border. Live in a border state. It's a crisis for all of America, the people even, you know, making that treacherous journey up. It just has to get done.
You know, every time we have you on and come down and tell this story, we hear from folks back home who, you know, have a connection in some way or another to Fisher or are just so proud that a North Dakota company is in the hunt to build the wall. I mean, they absolutely love it. You know, General Steel, part of the Fisher family, a lot of great job opportunities. I mean, you're going to need a lot of people to do this, ultimately, if you get the go-ahead, right?
Yes, and we've got great team members lined up, and we're looking, you know, to hire a lot more, but we have a system that anyone who wants to work can be a success on our system and really help secure this border.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'll let you get back to it and get everybody in place. And today, you know, we were here before, so you obviously the road you built is still here and part of the wall that's up. What will you do today in actual demonstration for them?
Well, we're basically going to show them how our system works and what the patent is, and then they're just going to see in less than a minute the panels that are right in front of us, 56 feet of wall, will turn 270 degrees, go into the ground, and we'll start placing concrete. Within 2.5 hours, that same 56 feet, the excavator will release, and there'll be 56 feet of wall built.
Fantastic. Well, great day for Fisher, that's for sure, again. And you think this will do it?
I'm hoping it will. But I think there's going to be a lot of people that will watch and see, and it's one of the things. We're going to keep beating the drum until they tell us to play in the band.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it. Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries, our guest on What's On Your Mind, live from Coolidge, Arizona, where we are about 45 minutes from this beginning. As you heard William Longinesse, he's going to be on throughout the day as well. So you can hear the updates on the radio. You can watch Fox News Channel and check it all out, because it is a momentous day that's happening here as well. We're brought to you in part by MyPillow. Our friends at MyPillow want me to tell you that right now, 30% off and free shipping is the deal waiting for you when you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Or you can go to MyPillow.com. Both cases use the promo code SCOTT. And these Giza Dream Sheets, I mean, you put them on the bed, and first of all, they're big. They're you know, most sheets, I don't know what it is these days, they're not meant for the beds with the pillow tops and the larger mattresses. And these fit perfect. So they're great. They really snug on the bed. I love that. But the best part is really getting into bed. I mean, you're going to get a better night's sleep. You're going to slide into bed. It's so smooth. They're fantastic. 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can say, oh, I hear you, Scott. You kind of sold me. Well, just take 60 sleeps to decide, yeah, is this for me or is it not, okay? 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, MyPillow.com. Take a break, come back with more live from Coolidge. We're still going to catch up with Senator Kevin Cramer, looking for him. So as soon as we find him, we'll put him to work here. And a few other members of the congressional delegations that are down here, too. We'll witness history today as we build that wall. Live from Coolidge, Arizona, on What's On Your Mind. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
Good day, folks. Matt the Pizza Guy with Pizza Corner Pizza here. Warmer temps mean new life. As flowers are blooming and birds are singing, Easter must be coming. So that means you need to hop into your local grocery store and take advantage of the excellent deals on Pizza Corner Pizzas. Hey, there's no hunt involved. Simply find Pizza Corner Pizzas in the frozen section of your favorite grocery or C-store. Peeps are good, chocolate is a must, and jelly beans are a no-brainer. But don't forget to fill your basket with Pizza Corner Pizzas as well. Treat yourself and your family this Easter to a delicious Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new looks and great taste.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in Paris now questioning workers who are doing renovations on the Notre Dame Cathedral when yesterday's devastating fire broke out. The Paris prosecutor's office opening an inquiry into what it's calling involuntary destruction by fire, indicating that prosecutors believe the cause of the fire was an accident and not criminal in nature. At least one person will be challenging President Trump for the Republican nomination for president in 2020.
A better America starts here. Bill Weld for president.
join us.
That's former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who's announced he'll run as a Republican in a video announcement saying that he has a record of leading a traditionally blue state as a Republican. Last time, he was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee alongside Gary Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Right now, Todd, I don't know, it just hit me in the middle of the desert, Arizona. Maybe I'm just too far from home. I want some North Dakota beef. That's right. Corn-fed, grass-fed, all natural-raised beef. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats is the place to get it. Grilling season is here, so you're going to get the local North Dakota-raised steaks and hamburgers. You literally cannot find this type of quality local dry-aged beef anywhere else in town. Trust me on this one thing. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. Get a discount. 625 South Washington Street. Look for them. Runnings is right behind. Dan's Supermarket there, same side of Washington. Pull in there. Tell them Scott sent you. Get a discount. Simple as that. 27 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. So now you know what's happening here. We're still trying to catch up with Senator Kevin Cramer, who I think is somewhere on the grounds here, but we're trying to find him, and we'll chat with him and you and everybody else. Arthur and Kildare, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Arthur. Are you there, Arthur?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Now I can, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, I got an idea. I think that the military has what's called sonic disruptors. And they can be mounted on a trailer and pointed across the border, and they can keep people from crossing the border. I thought that would be ideal to protect Tommy's team when they're there, and also to keep people from crossing the border before the fence is up.
Okay, so how does it work? Explain how that is accomplished.
It's just a loudspeaker, and it puts out a certain frequency that makes it really impossible to move towards.
I got it. Yeah, they use that during DAPL, as I recall. It's just kind of a high-pitched, it just, you know, you got to get away from it kind of deal. Yeah, interesting.
Yes, I think it'd be ideal to defend the border and to defend Tommy's team, because I think this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, I'm sure that there would be some kind of claim, as there was during DAPL, as though somehow that's, hostile and abusive or something. But, of course, if you're not getting ready to cross the border illegally, you wouldn't have anything to worry about, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah, just an idea. And
yeah,
another thing, I used to live in Tucson, and KNST down there, Garrett Lewis is kind of the voice of Tucson, if not Arizona, and he would love to have Tommy on his program. Maybe you could pass that on.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, if you shoot me a text, 701-367-2054, I will definitely pass that on, for sure. A buddy of mine, Lars Larson, does a talk show up in the Pacific Northwest, called me over the weekend. He's, you know, Tommy Fisher said, yeah, I got to get him on the show. And we lined it up. So
KNST's,
I mean,
is one of ours, so take really good care of them, okay?
Yeah, of course. And you know, this story needs to be told all across the United States. It absolutely does, no doubt about it. Charlie and Reeder, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
relative to the problem of the illegals not showing up for their court date, why can't they be implanted with a microchip or tattooed prior to their release? And if they refuse to be tattooed or microchipped, send them back home. If they go ahead and get microchipped, then anytime they apply for welfare, they can be documented location-wise. And if there is no chip or tattoo, no welfare.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about an American citizen, that's a line I don't think we want to cross to give that kind of power to the federal government. But when we're talking about people that are here illegally or here while waiting a hearing, you know, I think those are some of the things you're not afforded the same freedoms as a United States citizen. So I hear you, Charlie. Appreciate that very much. Here he is, folks. Senator Kevin Cramer leading this delegation of folks from the U.S. Senate and U.S. House today to see firsthand what's happening. Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Middle of a desert in Arizona.
No, it's something. It is the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
It is. But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a pretty day. It's a perfect day. Looks like a good day to build a wall somewhere.
Isn't that something?
Huh?
Yeah. Be nice. And, I was asking your colleague, Senator Cassidy, earlier. I said, why are you here? He said, I got to see this stuff with my own eyes. I don't take what they tell me in Washington, D.C. to be accurate. You know, William Lodge and Ezra Fox, why are you here? Well, the speed, these guys can do it a mile a day. So, I mean, it does help to actually see it up close and personal, doesn't it?
You know, it's funny. It does. I mean, you should have to see it. But the mile a day, as I talk to the construction guys, they're all telling me, we can do it faster than a mile a day. You know, the only thing that holds them back are the rules, right? I mean, mile a day is conservative compared to what they say they're really capable of doing. So it'll be interesting to see what they have here. It's, you know, it's going to be fun to get in one of those big machines and move a big chunk of...
I understand you'll be doing that.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
You know, this one right here, radio doesn't work so well to say this one right here, right, Scotty?
But that's the smart one.
This one that Scott and I are looking at, this is same sort of setup, except this is a concrete form. So this is a steel wall that they use when they do concrete to form it. I actually ran one of these. It's really kind of amazing how easy it is to pick that big piece of steel up with these backhoes and move them in just the right spot.
I did too, the same one that's a beast.
And
they made me do it go all the way around, do a little 360.
Wow.
And I pulled it off. I was thinking that's a little above my pay grade.
It's a little bit like playing a game on your TV, isn't it?
I kept doing it. Yeah, it really is. It's so easy in those cabs. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is not hard at all. What's the path forward for this idea? What is Fisher Industries up against here?
Well, they're up against a big bureaucracy in the Corps of Engineers. Here's the good thing is entrepreneurship is successful when an idea meets a demand. Fisher Industries has an idea of how to build the wall up to the specs, exceeding the specs of what the Department of Homeland Security is needing and demanding, and they can do it with this patent that they have, evidently, faster than anybody, and cleaner, Scotty, safer, even a smaller carbon footprint, because efficiency and productivity helps even on that in that front, if that's what concerns you. And by the way, in a crisis, urgency matters. And by the way, they do it for less money than everybody else. Now, why wouldn't you do it that? Why wouldn't you do that?
Does the bureaucracy want to build the wall?
Well,
what percentage of Washington, D.C. actually wants this to happen?
Well, that's a good question, but you also have the problem you have is with the bureaucracy is that the bureaucracy doesn't get paid any differently if the wall's built or not built. I think the incentives of a private sector company that loves this country, Tommy Fisher, his family, they love America. They're committed to the same principles as you and I are committed to. So in addition to the profit motive, they're motivated by patriotism. And that's why they're able to, you know, come up with an idea that allows them to do a better job faster for less money and get the job done. And that's why you have to open these things up to competition. I don't really know, frankly, why the Corps of Engineers is involved. I think it's just another layer of government between the Department of Homeland Security and the actual companies that can produce the product that they need. Somewhere along the line, this became the tradition, and unfortunately, I think it's added cost and time.
You know, there's such a thing as a P3 project that is being discussed to do the flood diversion project in Fargo.
Right.
The idea being done, it could save money, it can be done quicker, right?
Yep,
that's the theory behind that.
Because private partnerships.
Right. Right. So do we need one of those on the border?
If you even need a P3, I mean, what I'd say along the border is simply put out what needs to be done. Department of Homeland Security, we need this much wall in these locations and a price, and hire a private firm to do it.
And who hires them?
I would say Department of Homeland Security. The problem you have now is the Department of Homeland Security contracts with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So you have one bureaucracy contracting with another bureaucracy, which is, by the way, a monstrous bureaucracy. And the Corps of Engineers was designed really for flood protection and, waterways. So that's a far cry from what we're talking about here. It's just unfortunate that they got into the building business. Because, like I said, you have one bureaucracy, one federal agency hiring another federal agency who then hires a bunch of other people that then gets the job done. And you could skip that one whole layer, as far as I'm concerned, go straight from DHS to the private sector.
How important is completing this project, or at least having this project well on its way to completion, to Donald Trump's reelection?
Well, I'd say, like everything, anytime you can accomplish what you've said you set it out to do, that's good for re-election. The best politics is good policy. Donald Trump's policies on immigration and illegal immigration and border security are the right policies. That's what got him elected. One of the specifics to that policy, of course, is border security by building a wall that would go along with the other security items, such as boots on the ground, border patrol, border protection, and of course technology and all of those things. So It's really important to deliver on the things that you promised to deliver on, and the wall is one of those promises.
And if it's not done, isn't that going to be a drag? I mean, you got a large part of his base. That was the number one issue for a lot of
voters. Well, sure, it's a drag, but I also, that's also a drag with shared blame. I mean, Congress hasn't been real responsive, but to the degree that we have appropriated billions of dollars over the three, fiscal years that I've been part of the process, and so far, we're not seeing much wall. We're seeing some replaced, old wall replaced, some really old wall fixed up a little bit. But as far as brand new wall, we're still waiting for some evidence.
Text question from a listener. Ask Mr. Kramer, why didn't more get done when Republicans held the House and Senate and the presidency?
Well, the wall wasn't a high priority when Republicans, in the first 2 years of Donald Trump. Because we couldn't do a couple things. One, we couldn't get 60 votes for some of it in the Senate, but a lot did get done. Some things did get done, like appropriating in fiscal years 2017, 2018, and now 2019, money for a wall. We're just not seeing it getting built, and
that's the bureaucracy.
That's the bureaucracy
that's
part
the
of it. There are some other things on the legal immigration and illegal immigration side, and the things like chain migration, a skill-based or a merit-based system, DACA. A whole bunch of things that we need to continue to work on that we didn't get done that we should have been able to get done. But we couldn't even get a bill passed in the House because what the president had proposed had some things that Democrats like some fixes for deferred action for children arrivals, and certain Republicans didn't like that, and Democrats didn't like some of the other things they wanted to do, like end the chain migration. And so consequently, we couldn't even get a majority in the House on his first proposal, which I thought was a very good proposal that compromised with everybody.
Do you see any thaw at all in the idea of maybe some compromise on some of the immigration-related legislation?
Let me just put it this way, Scotty. For all of the critics who love to say that he shouldn't have offered to put illegal immigrants into sanctuary cities, I think we're seeing a thawing, what I'm saying?
That's a good thaw. Senator Kevin Kramer, have a great day.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can you tell it's windy in the desert? Don, can you, are you detecting that? Are you picking that up?
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, on the windy side, but we're getting through it. It's windy and like, 75 degrees right now, so I'm sure you're feeling real sorry for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today. Sure. Yeah, beautiful blue sky. Yeah, the whole
taking
deal.
One for the team as usual.
The whole darn deal. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about Secure Energy Future at SecureEnergyFuture.org. The coalition is really about us saying, you know what, I really like? I really like a warm home when it's cold outside. I like a cool home when it's hot outside, right? We get the extremes in North Dakota. Reliable, affordable energy comes from coal. You need to know that. That's right. And we also, by the way, have some of the lowest electricity rates in the nation as well. So what's not to love? Plus, the coal plants here, and we're still among a handful of states that meet every federal air quality standard. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org and what you can do to participate in that. All right, a couple minutes left, so anything on your mind, lay it on me. They're just getting this event underway to demonstrate this and what's happening today, so we look forward to firsthand seeing what's going to happen right there, and hopefully in the coming days have a little bit to report for you. 258-0550 if you got any last questions or comments. I got a boatload of text to get to as well, but calls come first, so call us at 258-0550. Texter says, how about an executive order to use Fisher Industries? I suppose you could, but I think that would be a precedent that would, wreak all kinds of havoc. You know, I mean, for one, like Kevin said, here's where we need border. Here's what we want for specs. Who wants to bid on it? If there's 100 people on it, then you whittle it down to 10, 5, 1, whatever. You know, how much can you build? How far do you build? All of those questions. You just got to get some of the layers, you know, out of it for sure. Does the mile a day include all dirt work and prep, says the next texter. I think a mile a day is a mile a day. And as Kevin Kramer said, you talked to some of the team here, they've talked about up to 2 miles per day. In other words, they'd started a mile per day, but this could go. When you see this happen, I've seen it firsthand. We have videos from the last trip down here a month or so ago. It goes quick. You know, the trenching is followed by the, they have this really unique a lot of times when they play steel fence, the steel fence in each bollard goes into a particular area that's in the trench, okay? And then they pour. Well, it's tedious. To get each one in there is really a deal. What they do is they put, what they've patented here is they take the what goes in the trench and hang it to the fence. So the whole section goes down at once. Then they pour and on to the next one. So it's quite a system. I mean, you've got to see it. It's hard to explain it. But didn't Dusty Johnson vote against the wall? So what's he doing there? I think illegal immigrants, when they come to the country, need to pay a structure tax to pay for all the infrastructure and schools that they start to use that they never paid for. I don't know how you would make an illegal immigrant pay if they're here illegally. I'm not sure on Dusty Johnson, but I tell you what I will do. I'll ask him. We did ask to interview him after things were done today, just to get his impression and what he saw here. Texter says, didn't get a chance to hear your response to the caller who claimed that the farmers are living off the government. Does the idiot realize that if you don't periodically subsidize commodity prices, commodities would go through the roof and become far more costly than the subsidies? It's another good example. Somebody else said, farm subsidies equal affordable food. What would food cost be without subsidy? That guy's never stepped foot on a farm or a ranch. Not to mention, I've never found a farmer that said, look, you know, I don't want the subsidies, more strings that come with that and everything else. I'd rather be without that. Just let me farm. Get out of my way. Any farmer with their salt wants that. It is, unfortunately, the system we're in. And, again, it's a world market. So I hopefully answered that to the listener's satisfaction. My neighbor says that a blighted area in North Dakota is all of South Central North Dakota, bordered by U.S. 281, I-94, and U.S. 83. That would be a bit extreme, to say the least. But I did ask for your suggestions on blighted areas, because I'll be at the White House tomorrow, and the conversation tomorrow is related to blighted areas, also known as opportunity zones. Blight is probably the wrong word, because some of these in North Dakota aren't going to be blighted areas, but they're going to be areas that have a particular need for, investment that just hasn't come for whatever reason. Maybe it's costly buildings to take down or whatever. So, but send them to me. I'll ask. That caller needs to realize if there will not be subsidies, we wouldn't have any food in our grocery stores in the whole country because no farm could make it all the time without them. I see. Yeah, good point. That caller earlier, boy, that person really stirred up a lot, didn't it? That was the angriest person I've heard in a long time. I feel sorry for him. I'll say a prayer for him. That's a good idea. Another. Do we know for sure that Omar, that'd be Representative Ilhan Omar, got death threats? They've lied before. Yeah, I don't know. Kristen Dickinson says, Scott, the backup alarms in the background are music to my ears. Sounds of progress. Build that wall. Yeah, we had a lot of that today. As I say, the program just started and they're just getting ready to actually demo this, so things quieted down for a little while, but it's going to get crazy here in a bit, no doubt about that. I am worried, says another listener, now knowing that the give-me-just-because ideology has made it to North Dakota. gimme, just because. Well, I think it's a small number, just judging by the reaction to it. Another texter says, love the sound of heavy equipment in the morning. Well, there's been a lot of it, and we've had a lot of fun. All right, so there's a little bit of the notebook on the text. Thank you all for that. White House tomorrow. Celebrate the tax cuts. See you then. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Macher Braddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.